there was a very strong emphasis on let's use language in which we address the Lord personally, because God was wanting to give that gift to people, to know him personally. And that, like, thousands and thousands of people came through the Anaheim Vineyard as visitors, like I came as a Sunday night visitor. And they would have the same experience that Cindy described Eddie Espinoza having. They just sit there and cry, sometimes for weeks and weeks, and that because God was touching them. God was doing something much deeper than on a cognitive level. It involved the cognitive, but it was much deeper than that. He was calling them to himself. There was a much greater emphasis on gentle music than joyful music. Now, there was at times explosive joy, and on a regular basis there was a portion of the service was joyful in the music. But if God's doing a work of healing broken hearts and teaching people by his own personal interaction with us, this is what it means to repent. This is what it means to leave beside all other gods. And this is what it means to know me. Then it's good to spend time listening. And there's a sense in which you can listen when you are being more quiet and contemplative that you're not in listening in the same way when you're jumping up and down and shouting. So, is that God calling?
Yeah. It's a new phone and I don't know what to do with
it. Okay. That's okay. Because of the extraordinary kind of way that God was visiting our churches, you wanted to be very careful not to eclipse this kind of visitation of God by sheer musical power. There always has been a very jealous guarding of that place. Of intimacy. You know, you never want to lose drawing near to God, do you? And you never want to let that be pushed out.